Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Let's open up our Friday food department and talk about the Chicago Pizza Madness Tournament. It's back again on Chicago's very own Eats podcast and WGN Radio, one of the creators of that podcast. With us now, Michael Piff. Michael does that with Kevin Powell. Michael, good morning. How does this all work? I know it started yesterday, didn't it?
Yeah, good morning, Bob, and happy Pizza Friday. Yep, we kicked things off yesterday on WGNRadio.com, and it is literally bigger than ever this year. We expanded the field from 64 Chicago area pizza places to 128 Chicago area pizza places. One of our biggest complaints is that we don't have enough pizza places in our tournament. So we listened, and this is how we answered. And right now, we've had 9,500 votes come through overnight, which is really exciting. And what people can do is they can go to WGNRadio.com, where they can find the tournament on our homepage, or they can go to our podcast page, Chicago's Very Own Eats. And I'm going to be posting this to our WGN Radio social media platforms, Facebook, X, LinkedIn, on a regular basis, so people can find it there to vote as well.
And this goes on till the end of the month, and you have the brackets here, and I'm looking at it now, and then finally one winner is named. How do you determine who is in the tournament in the first place, Michael?
Yeah, so what we've done is we took the places that had participated with us last year. We actually had 68 of them last year because we had a play-in round. And then what I did, I needed to find 60 other pizza places to fit our four regions, which are the city region, the north region, local chains, and southwest. And really, I just did first a ton of digging, also looking for places that we got recommendations from listeners over the last 3 years is like, this is my favorite place. Why isn't it in there? Like a Falco's, or someone who said, how can you not include Pizzeria Uno, their original deep dish place? And yep, we finally got them in there. I also made sure to go through all of the, we in Chicago have an amazing food media scene that does pizza rankings all the time. So I made sure to go and check out all those lists. And to fill our brackets that way as well.
I don't want to get too controversial with you, but how do you police it? I know there are charges every time you do this that it's rigged. We hear conspiracy theories. How do you keep the integrity of the tournament?
Well, I think you might remember last year in our Italian beef tournament, we had a hacker get through, and we needed to acknowledge it. Well, this year, I have the ability to look at things on the back end where I can see the IP addresses of the people that are voting and their email addresses, and our program that we use actually can flag what looks like potential fraudulent emails coming through. And I'll be honest, last night I was all over it and I caught a couple. So we're going to keep this tournament as on the level as possible.
Good for you. I don't want you to be called before Congress again. And speaking of ranking the best pizzas, this was pretty impressive. A pizza place in our area, actually two locations on the list of Time Out magazine's top pizza places, best in the world. You know about this place, Michael?
Yes, Millie's in the Pan. I'm so glad you're bringing this up because I think this is a place that I'm glad that the world is recognizing this, but our Chicago area needs to as well. Pizza in a Pan, Millie's Pizza in a Pan is a very unique pan pizza I remember the first time I had it with Kevin Powell, one of our guests, Billy Zerkat, brought it in. And for 2 years, I had been thinking about that pizza every day. There's a location on the north side, and there's another one they just opened in Berwyn, which is just off of Roosevelt. And I took that trip actually with my wife after work. It was a long trip getting there. We ate most of that pizza on the way back. It was worth it.
Millie's in Uptown. Millie's Pizza in the Pan, also in Berwyn. So are they going to be part of this tournament now?
They sure are. They're actually in our city region, and I can tell you right now, they are dominating the vote after one day with like 97% of the vote.
All right. Well, tell everybody now how they can get all the information and how you vote.
Yeah, so again, you can go to WGNRadio.com for voting, and what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be sending scores and results to all our shows, your show, John's show, Lisa's show, even Landecker's show, so that our listeners can tune in and hear score updates and hear how things are going. Our first round, the voting will close Monday morning at 8 o'clock a.m., and round two will kick off at 10 a.m. So we'll have results during your show that you'll be able to share with folks.
All right, Andy, is Dave Bennett going to be in charge of the coverage here?
He might be. I could be the official correspondent if needed, of course.
You get pizza. I know you'll be there.
Thank
you very much.
Michael Piff from our staff. Thanks, Michael. We'll be talking to you during the tournament. Have a good one.
Thanks so much.
And we have more food for you after a break, and we'll talk about some Lent specials and also the results of the Tribune's big survey, some of the best restaurants and bars voted by the readers.
Does this mean now, you're getting pizza today, by the way?
I can only hope. Well, it's that time of year again for Lent restaurant specials. Samantha Nelson wrote about it in the Chicago Tribune, and let's hear about seafood and, my favorite, pepper and egg sandwiches. Plenty of places. Samantha, good morning.
Good morning. Good to talk to you again.
Yes, and I like how you did this. You sort of went by neighborhood. Let's start on the south side with Freddy's. I've heard for years about this place. People love it, don't they?
Yeah, it's a real institution, and they've got a wide variety for Lent. So you can get your classic pepper and egg sandwich, and if you prefer more of the seafood side, you can get a tuna melt, or they've got actually fried shrimp from Lawrence's Fish Market there for Lent.
Nice. And then we go to the Loop and Northside category. And what's Shaw's Crab House doing?
Shaw's Crab House, they've got a three-course lunch menu that they're offering all throughout Lent, not just on Fridays. And that's going to include fried shrimp with French fries, shrimp fettuccine, or pan-seared Alaskan cod as your entree.
Over on the west side, you write about the Heritage Restaurant and Caviar Bar. I don't know about this place. What's the deal here?
Oh, yeah, it's a really cool place. I mean, they do a lot of fun events and just a nice menu in general. And so, you know, obviously caviar is part of the name. And if you want something really a weird spin on your classic filet of fish, you can get it accompanied by a quarter tin of caviar for $32, which is a bit more of a Lent indulgence, I would say. But they've got a special menu that's going on every Friday from this Friday through April 18th. And they'll also do pepper and egg sandwiches with salt and vinegar fries and butter poached lobster roll.
And on the west side and near west side, you also write about Max Wood Grilled and Tooman's Tap and Grill. Now, do these places put the Lent specials on the menu only for a limited time, or do a lot of these places always have things like pepper and egg sandwiches and fish fries?
You know, pepper and egg sandwiches are almost always only sold during Lent. Fish fries, that really depends on some of the places. There's some places that offer fish and chips all year round. The ones I picked for this are ones that are just doing it for Lent specials or only serve them on Fridays in general. So both Max and Tooman's are just doing this for Lent. And Tooman's is really fun because they also are doing a special Fasten beer, which is like a really strong beer that's a tradition that monks in the Middle Ages would brew these beers because it was considered that if you could just drink the beer, you wouldn't be breaking your fast.
Let's hit on a couple of places in the suburbs with multiple locations, starting with the Bonefish Grill. What's on the menu there?
Yeah, so they've got this Angler's Catch, which is a plate of this tempura-style cod, battered shrimp, fries, coleslaw, and some cocktail and tartar sauce. And you get all of that for $20 on Fridays through April 18th. And they've got locations in Algonquin, Orland Park, and Schaumburg.
And Buena Beef also getting into the act. What's on their menu?
They've got the classic pepper and egg. So it's laced with cheese. So if you want to go there but aren't eating your classic Italian beef, you're well covered through Easter.
Also, there is an interesting story in the Tribune last couple of days, actually, on the Reader's Choice Awards. And let's mention this a little bit, Samantha. I'm intrigued by a couple of the categories, especially family-friendly restaurant and family-run restaurant. Who won in those two categories?
So family run, that's going to be the Italian Village, and that's a real institution. They've been around for almost 100 years, but they've also been through a big transition and some renovations recently. So it's nice to see them getting some love. They've got Bar Soto is one of their concepts. They've got a private dining room called Vivere, but you can also just go there for some really classic lasagna.
Nice.
And then for family-friendly, we've got Cafe Baba Riba. That's a Let Us Entertain You concept. It's in Lincoln Park. Really nice place for if you like tapas. They've got a wonderful enclosed year-round patio. They've got to do a great brunch, and it's just a classic place you can go if you're, say, spending the day with family at the Lincoln Park Zoo. You can go there beforehand and have brunch or lunch and share a bunch of tapas and enjoy yourselves.
And who was voted Neighborhood Bar of the Year in the Tribune?
That's Rock Island Public House. So they've got some pinball machines, and you can just chill and have some pints of beer. They've been around for, again, more than a decade, and hadn't really been a place where craft beer has taken off in Rock Island yet, but they really, or Blue Island, that is, kind of pushed the envelope on that and brought more drinkers in looking for local beers.
And I love when mom and pop independent restaurants get some notice, especially a coffee shop that's not a big national chain. And the Tribune readers voted this place their favorite coffee shop. Who was the best?
That's October Cafe. So that's in Norwood Park. It actually only opened in 2023. And it's just, like the name implies, it's got a very fall color palette, orange, pink, brown, and just a very relaxed place to hang out and have some coffee. And it also has a very vegan focused menu. So you can get some pumpkin toast and also avocado toast and bagels. And they've got fall specialty drinks you can drink year-round.
For more on that, and also Samantha Nelson's complete list of the Lent restaurant specials, go to chicagotribune.com. Interesting information, very useful. Just in time for the weekend. Thank you, Samantha. You have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.